It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots start going in the mail for Colorado's 3.6 million active voters today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Obviously, the presidential race is at the top of those ballots, but voters will also be choosing a U.S. senator between Republican Cory Gardner, Democrat John Hickenlooper, and numerous smaller party candidates. Congressional representatives are also on the ballot. And there are 11 statewide measures with questions that cover everything from abortion to wolf reintroduction to income and property taxes. Voters will be able to return their ballots by mail at vote centers or leave them in one of more than 300 secure drop boxes around the state. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado is one of 29 states to see a rise in the number of uninsured children over the last few years. But in 2019, Colorado's rate was better than the national average, according to a new report from Georgetown University. Last year, 58,000 kids in Colorado were uninsured. That's about 4.3%. The national rate climbed to almost 6%. Allie Morgan is a director at the Colorado Health Institute. She says people with insurance are more likely to access health care.
If kids are able to access health care and get the start that they need in life, it doesn't just help their health outcomes. It helps with things like education. It helps with family economic security.
The latest numbers do not account for the pandemic, which health experts say may cause even more kids to go uninsured. Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn has tested negative for the coronavirus. The Republican got tested after the Denver Post reported that at least two staffers in his D.C. office have the virus. Lamborn's office says a doctor originally advised him that he did not need to get a test, but his spokesman said he got tested out of an abundance of caution. Lamborn's staff in Washington and in El Paso County will continue to work remotely. For now, I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.